Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Fabio Mollo is an Italian filmmaker and a good friend of Red Film Radio, an acclaimed director of such features as South is Nothing from 2013 and There is a Light from 2017. He has also worked on series and documentaries and helms the first four episodes of a brand new Italian supernatural drama series titled Curon that was launched in almost 200 countries around the world via Netflix earlier this month. And I'm happy to say that directly from the streets of Rome, Fabio is with us today to tell us all about it. Fabio, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hi, Matt. And yeah, literally from the streets.
Literally from the streets. Well, there you go. So, first of all, Fabio, these are crazy times that we're living in. On the other hand, it's possible that there couldn't have been a better time to launch a series that people can binge on in these days of quarantine. How does it feel right now to know that several people in almost 200 countries around the world could be binging on something that you have worked on?
I have to be honest, it's crazy. I mean, I was there. It's been a week now because the show was launched a week ago, exactly today. And it's been a very crazy week because I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I remember the night that the show was released, and I remember I was watching it at home, sat on my sofa with my partner, and I was going through social media and stuff, and I was having, you know, the feedbacks. I was reading feedbacks from all over the world, and it's crazy, and it's amazing, and it's, you know, to have the great opportunity to be heard and seen by such a wide audience in terms of also, you know, wide and different and kaleidoscopic in a way. It's crazy. I mean, it's such a huge opportunity, and it's a huge thing for local show like ours, because, you know, Curon is it's a very Italian show. It's set in Italy and it's Italian landscape. It's very important, you know. It's spoken in Italian and everything else, but at the same time, Netflix give you the opportunity to become a global show in a matter of a night.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a matter of fact, just so that we don't leave anybody out, would you be able to maybe say a few words about the story of the series?
Well, no, I'm very against spoilers, so I'm not saying anything about it. No, I'm joking.
No. You can say as much as you'd like, Fabio. We don't want to give anything away.
Right, absolutely. No. I mean, it's a drama, but it's a mystery drama, a psychological drama. It's the story of Anna, who's a young mother of two twins, who goes back to her the village where she was born and raised, but where she has to leave this village. She had to leave the village 17 years ago because of something that happened. And now that she's back, she has to face the ghost of, in terms of like ghosts from the past, something that happened in the past, a nightmare. I'd rather say a nightmare. And so have to do the twins. They have to face the past of their mother and also the present, because at the end of the first episode, the mother disappears in a very mysterious circumstances, and they have to find her. So as I said, it's genre, of course. It's a mystery, and it's a thriller. And it's a little bit, we dip into horror as well sometimes, but at the same time, it's a drama. It's a family drama. It's a coming of age, because it's a story of two teenagers who, while looking for their mother, they actually, you know, they have to come to terms with their own identity. And the show deals with the fact that, you know, each one of us has, we will all have a side of ourselves that we keep hidden, and we try to domesticate in a way. We try to contain and repress. But sooner or later, we have to face this side of us, this hidden side of us, and we have to come to terms with it.
Speaking of the paranormal side of things, I believe that in 2015 you premiered a documentary about a clairvoyant, which would prompt me to believe that you have a legitimate interest in the paranormal. So I was thinking about this, and I was like, well, first of all, is that true, and where does that interest originate?
Well, you did some investigation. Well, yes, it was. I mean, I grew up I've grown up in the extreme south of Italy. The southern Italian culture of religious belief and miracles and what I call magic realism, which is basically elements of magic or of paranormal that interferes, or it's really part of my culture. You know, I remember growing up with my grandmother, we were talking about, you know, saints and miracles as if they were just like as real as we were. And they were just part of our everyday life. And I also grew up reading, I was very obsessed as a teenager with a Colombian writer called Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And you know, the whole magic realism of his literature really, really helped me to become the storyteller that I am today. So I always been fascinated with, you know, the coexistence of what we see and also what it's what it's easy to see to the eye, but also at the same time was what it's sometimes something that is hidden can coexist with something that is very seeable. Also, I think that cinema kind of celebrates the magic of life, and when I use the term magic, I mean, you know, something that it's it can be also understood as paranormal, something that it's not necessarily connected to normality and reality as we all know. Yeah. So with that documentary, yeah, I was very fascinated with the idea of telling a story of a young man who was, you know, having a relationship in terms of like was talking and having you're seeing the Madonna, the Virgin Mary. As much as in Curon, I was very excited about the idea of, you know, telling a story that it was very character-driven. It was very about the dramatic death of the character, but at the same time, it was involving also, you know, creatures and mysterious lakes and mysterious woods and you know, and animals and stuff like that.
What about the setting itself of Curon? For those who don't know it, it's a small town in northern Italy. I think we might have mentioned it earlier in the interview, but did you take any inspiration from the place itself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole script was actually, the whole idea of the series was actually inspired by the landscape and specifically by the lake and by this bell tower that stands right in the middle of the lake. And it's the sign of what is left of the old village. It was actually demolished and in order to build a dam in the lake by the in the early 50s. But also, you know, once you see the lake, and I remember the writers told me when I first read the script, that they told me there was the whole story was inspired by the bell tower and by a legend that, you know, runs in through those valleys about the bell tower. I was very inspired myself by what I was seeing, and I was very tormented as well by what I was seeing, because, you know, it's one of those places where the nature is the real mother of everything that surrounds you. And, you know, manhood is just like a very, very, man in general is just like a very small part in that landscape, because the nature is overwhelming in every single way. And I remember that when I was there, it was May, and all of a sudden we were surrounded by snow because we were hit by a sudden snowstorm. And, you know, that gives me the sense of how much, you know, the nature really rules every single element of this places like that. So we wanted to translate that visually as well. So we really wanted to work on how we were portraying the nature, portraying the animals. Also, because I was saying before, we were talking about animal instincts, you know, the part that we repress of ourselves most of the time equals our ancient animal instinct. That we kind of domesticate through society and religion, and you know, translating that our animal instinct visually in the series with the landscape or with wolves, for instance, or with the color of the lake or with the reflecting surface of the lake, really made sense to us.
And, you know, while you were talking about nature, I realized how universal the story is as well, because when we think about the series, yes, it may have been produced in Italy, but We think about horror genre as well, and we think about the coming of age element of the narrative, plus nature, the concept of how this imposing presence of nature throughout the series, this is essentially a very universal narrative and series that we're talking about.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, generally, I think genre cinema and genre series, it's a very international language in a way. It's something that really can reach different cultures and different countries, and also themes like identity and coming of age. Absolutely. I was very surprised, though. I was happily surprised by the, you know, how Ron actually reached so many different countries and so many different cultures in the past week. I was very happy about it, not just because, you know, it meant that Ron is not that bad, but also because it gave us the chance to really speak to a wider audience and to engage with them. And it was very amazing. I mean, we were, you know, when you watch the top 10 of Netflix in different countries and you see Quran appearing, it's incredible. It was a very nice surprise for us too, I have to be honest.
Speaking of the horror genre, are you a fan of horror films and do you draw inspiration? I mean, talking about Italy obviously is one of those countries that has a huge history of affiliations and associations with the genre, and I was wondering whether you were aware of that and you're somehow influenced by it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Me and Lydia, the other director, the co-director I share the credit with, we're both two cinema nerds, so we were like and if you watch the series, I think I hope you can actually catch some of the references that we used, because we like the idea of paying homage to all the big horror and genre maestros that inspired our career as well. But yeah, I mean, we're a huge fan. And of course, Dario Argento, Mario Bava, and lots of Italian filmmakers, especially from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. But together with, of course, you know, even more modern maestros like Night Shyamalan or... Even you know, lots of TV series, you know, Dark, Chambers, Twin Peaks, absolutely. So we grow up watching Twin Peaks.
Fabio, I know you're very busy, but thank you for joining us so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I encourage all of our listeners to check out Quran on Netflix right now. Do it. Thanks, Fabio.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.